It's a daily talk show. I'm Josh Jansen.
I'm Tommy Jacket.
And this is a conversation sometimes worth recording.
Episode 99.
This is big.
Monday will be bigger.
Yeah, Friday. It's Friday and it is freezing in Melbourne. Yeah, I know we don't talk about weather much.
Well, I think it's appropriate. It is the first day of winter officially.
Oh, is Melbourne. That?
Yeah, June.
How does that work?
Let me explain it. Get this. Thing called seasons.
No, but how does we need to get a weather professional on
to, what,
to talk to about this? Because how does the world know to the day that winter is starting?
I can't answer that question, but I just know it starts on the 1st of June in Australia.
But yeah, doesn't that seem funny to you as well?
I had lunch with these two dudes from South America.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, it'll probably be hot there at the moment. They said, no.
Oh, because it's Southern Hemisphere?
Yeah, I mean, America's hot right now. Oh, it's getting into the summer.
Northern Hemisphere?
Yes, it's the opposite month. And yeah, so it's cold in South America. Anyway, that's my lack of geographical understanding of how the weather plays out around the world.
Well, you were... I sent you a link to a video of a 2 meter Peter, a guy that we're going to have on the 2 meter Peter tweeter. I don't know, but he's 2 meters tall. His name's Peter. We're going to have him on the podcast.
When did you send me?
I sent you a link to him talking with Seth Godin.
Is he 2 meters tall?
He's 2 meters tall. Yeah.
Get the far out of here.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tommy's trying to swear less. Good job.
Thanks.
No, but
he won't be any swearing for me in this podcast.
So I sent you a link to the video.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, and you were having a go being like, oh, guys, I think Perth is actually closer.
Is it?
No, that's what you said.
Well, I thought it was closer if you were to fly directly from Perth to America.
I don't think so.
It's not?
No, because you're going over like Europe and stuff.
Mm.
Or you're going through like the Middle East.
Mm.
Whereas,
well, let's just come to the conclusion that
you were just very. It was a good example of you going real hard on something.
And this is a good example of don't tell Josh anything because he will jump on a public platform and talk about it.
A bit of a public platform.
See, this is what you do when you're in a corner. And you've just revealed the conversations that were supposedly between you and a mate.
Don't you think that's funny?
What? Which?
I always get in trouble. I always get in trouble from Brie for this exact
for
thing.
Yeah.
For saying something that she says in confidence.
And then I think
it's a funny bit of material. And she says, yeah. No, that's...
Oh, it's just a gauge. I'm feeling it at the moment as far as understanding how far to take things.
Yeah.
Because it's a blurry line.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know, it's like I honestly don't give a rat's.
Well, it's about knowing. It's like someone said, because I mentioned that estrogen patch story or whatever the other day.
And it's like, good
story. Oh, is Brie okay with that?
Who said that? One of her friends?
No, a mate of mine.
Yeah.
And so I was like, yeah, she was fine. Like, I think I've got a good gauge. She tells me when I've say something that I shouldn't.
Yeah. It's self-filtering. Like, I think I have a good gauge, but when you're having as many conversations as we are, it's bound
especially
to
on
stuff
a,
up.
Especially on a public platform. But my point being that you geographically have no idea.
Yeah. Well, the Earth's flat, Josh, so let's not go there.
that's what you wrote back to me at the time. But no, so it's freezing cold, and this is absolutely disgusting, but I'm... a dog whisperer now. I'm looking after a dog. Took him out for a walk today. He took a shit. You know, steaming pile of shit, that saying?
Yeah, yeah.
It was a steaming pile of shit. There was steam coming off it. Is that the most disgusting thing that you've ever heard? I wasn't sure whether to bring it up because it's just disgusting.
What you know is the steam is carrying the smell. And so you get away from that thing.
Because it's like a thicker... But
maybe can you relate to people that leave dog poo on the ground? Because I know we've talked about how you were waiting for this guy. And
to
he
make
looked
sure
around
he
and he didn't. He ran off. And so...
No, I can't relate because I think that as soon as you are entering in the realm of having a dog, you need to clean it up.
Okay. But can you understand
I understand how disgusting it is.
So
and it's just like it's a reason why I'm not getting a dog.
Mm.
I'm serious. It's like if the dog. I've said this on a few episodes ago. If it was if dogs didn't shit, I would have a dog. And if it didn't smell
well,
too.
Hold off, because maybe in 20 years,
yeah, maybe
there will be dogs that don't shit.
Is this bad? I'm feeding him a lot of like dry, like hard foods, not to make him constipated, but just to make sure that he's not doing a sloppy poo.
If that's his diet, if you've been instructed to do one thing,
I'm giving him more smackos than I probably
should. We don't need to give him more smackos. Okay. He will get fat. Dogs do get fat. My dog, my Dalmatian, would get into bins.
Have you still got a Dalmatian?
No, died.
Okay.
Robbie dog. He was my dog from birth.
Why are you talking as if I knew that your dog died?
Well, I don't own a dog. You've come to my house. Where's my dog?
Well, I've got a cat. It just doesn't live with me.
Yeah.
It's my parents' cat now.
It's got a dumb name too.
My cat. It's a great name.
My cat.
M-Y-K-A-T. My cat.
My cat Jansen. Yeah. I'll tell you a story. And I had to get this checked off with Amy before I talked about it on the podcast.
Ah, so you're checking. So that's good.
Well, I almost have told it before and then I just held off on it on the day, yeah, just because I think you interrupted.
No.
That doesn't happen. But I did go and ask her and she said, thanks for asking. Yeah, sure.
But just don't mention X, Y, and Z. Sometimes that happens where I say, hey, can I tell the story? And they're like, oh, just don't say this part. I'm like,
yeah.
You mean the funny bit? The bit where you shit your pants. You don't want me to tell that bit.
So Amy,
the punchline.
When she was young, she was house sitting, a bit like you are at the moment.
Yeah.
Her friends from the church, they said, oh, would you like to stay at our place, look after our cats? They had cats, and the cats had a litter. So there was baby cats. And so she had to...
When you said litter, I just assumed... Isn't that... I thought kitty litter. You mean like had
a litter of...
Is that what more cats
It's like
is?
A flock of birds, a litter.
A litter
a
of cats.
A cat has a litter.
Okay.
Or a dog has a... Anyway, dog has puppies.
It had multiple
kittens.
Cats.
Yeah.
Multiple kittens. Yeah.
So there was a bunch of kittens. And she was needing to feed these, like feed the mum and make sure that everything was going okay.
Mm-hmm.
One of them died.
One of the kittens?
Well, she kind of thinks she may have killed it.
How? Too many smackos.
No, there was one that was like a bit of a runt of the litter.
Mm-hmm.
So a bit struggle town.
So it's almost a bit Darwin-esque. Like it was meant to die.
Maybe. But what happened was...
Bad timing.
No, it was trying to get on and sort of was getting squashed by the mum. It was trying to latch onto the boob and like something happened. And then Amy fed it milk.
Yeah, lactose.
Because she was like trying to give it milk. She's like, this is what I go. She was constantly trying to call the vet and they wouldn't answer. And so she had them constantly on the phone trying to get through. And then she's like, okay, I'll give it some milk.
How old was Amy?
I can't remember.
Was she really young?
I don't think she was too young.
Was Google around?
No, probably not then, if she didn't just go for the Google.
That's the thing, right? Like, you would just Google, like, what's wrong with my cat?
No, she actually said, because she retold me the story. She said, my phone, Google wasn't, I didn't have a phone that could do Google at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't, so I was trying to call the vet. And when she got through to the vet, she asked, oh, should I give it some milk? She'd already given it the milk.
Oh, just to test the water. And they're like, absolutely, it will kill it. Really?
Absolutely not. Don't give it milk. Anyway, it died. But I said, what did the owner say? Because imagine if you killed
Archie.
How
many kittens were there?
4 or 5 or something.
Okay. So maybe...
Look at you heartless bastard.
No, well, I was just...
if there's a couple, we can get rid of one.
No, well, I was just thinking if it's like, if they've got... I don't know how cats work, but if there was like 15 of them and one died, probably wouldn't notice.
No, there was not 15. But anyway, the owner said that there was... It was the runt of the litter and not...
Oh, so they were kind nice of, about it.
They were like, oh, it was probably going to die anyway. But
Amy didn't tell him about the milk.
Yeah, I didn't ask that bit.
Okay. Well, that was a good story. Well, I guess we'll find out. Like, is this a...
We'll close the loop on whether or not she told the owners that she gave it milk.
Yeah. It is a big responsibility.
So I think the lesson of this story is stop feeding the dog schmackos and anything outside of its original meal deal that it gets.
I'm trying to work out how to... throw to him, because sometimes I throw it and it just hits his head. Like, he doesn't do anything.
Can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Well, I just need to understand, like, how high do I need to throw it? I'm just getting used to it, because I was halving the schmackos to get more out of them, and so I had more opportunities to make him happy, but it changed the sizing so that he could no longer just... So he was missing it every single time.
You know the problem with you having any pet is it then becomes another distraction in your world.
Yeah.
When has this all been going on?
Huh? Oh, there's a lot to do.
Yeah. And Walker, also, you've really taken responsibility, which is good, but I think it's taken a bit too much of your time.
It does take a bit of time. But hey, they're getting a great experience. Like the owners are going to be wrapped, I guess. But I guess they won't really, unless I created some sort of montage of all them. That would have been great. Wouldn't have been great if I was to say, hey, I created this montage of us house sitting. It goes for like 3 minutes and it's like, oh, look, here's Archie playing.
Or
like,
more of the dog. I don't think they want to see you guys. But you still got another couple of weeks here. Did I tell you about the job? I never did it. Oh, man. So I got this text message saying, hey, Tommy, would you be able to make a montage of our dog? He's very sick at the moment.
And you never did it though, did you?
And so I had it booked in and I got a message in the morning saying, oh, we've had to take him to the vet and we'll have to postpone. Never happened. Dog died. No montage.
I've filmed a funeral before.
You filmed your grandma's funeral?
I live streamed it. Different. Oh, I guess it's basically the same.
Well,
I
had set up a camera to...
I had a full FS7 cinema camera in the back. And I was using... So for whatever reason... So my brother lives in North Carolina and he was watching... I literally had one viewer. It was on a YouTube unlisted live stream and I could send it around. I think actually probably at the peak there was 3 people watching.
It was everyone you knew.
Yeah.
It wasn't just some old bloke.
Yeah, exactly.
Pull up and get a cup of tea, watch a funeral this morning.
Old people love doing that sort of thing, but I think they're normally there for the sandwiches, so it wouldn't have the same sort of...
So your brother was watching?
Yeah,
so
he was watching. You did it. Yeah, and so... But the thing was I was uploading it at like high definition. And so every 6 minutes, I got a notification from Telstra saying that I'd used a gig of data.
Oh, no.
So I was getting a text every 6 minutes throughout the whole funeral. I was just like, uh-oh. It was okay. It was probably...
Should have flown your brother out.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I ask, is it... Like, I know that for me to get through family events, filming for me is like my version of fun.
Yeah.
And I am interested in what's happening and I'm capturing moments. I haven't done a funeral.
Yeah.
But was it, do you think you avoided the emotional
literally
moments?
Every time someone came to talk to me, I would just adjust the tripod, just go, hey, just sort of wave at them and look busy.
Do you think was it your idea to film it?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure someone mentioned it and then I was like, yeah, absolutely, I can do that.
Yeah.
And then just went, and so it could have probably been an iPhone job, but I had like a full sort of rig set up. And then I was responsible for the slideshow as well. Mm. So, you know, doing all the scanned photos and stuff like that. And I was told by my auntie that the funeral people, like the white lady funeral, like it wasn't white lady funeral, but one of those, they were going to be playing the music. And then when they got the DVD, they said, there's no music on it. I said, yeah, I thought that was going to be played separately. And they said, oh, no, it had to be embedded in the DVD.
I know.
So I had to then redo sing. It. You're singing live. No, I was just like, I just had to find a song. I only had iTunes at my disposal. So it was either going to be the U2, free U2 album. Or there was Jose, you know, Jose... Wonderful World. I can't remember it. I see trees of green, red, road. But it's a what a wonderful world. But it's the acoustic version, really nice.
So you went with that.
Yeah. The problem was that it didn't time out perfectly. So like halfway through, it's a what a wonderful. It just stops.
Oh no!
It just sort of like fades down.
You know, my auntie was a funeral director.
Really?
And
I would hate that job.
Interesting job. I mean, someone has to do it. It's like morgues. It's like people who dissect bodies. Not dissect bodies. Open them up to find out cause of death. All these things. Someone has to do it.
Autopsies and stuff.
Autopsies, yeah. But I remember being a kid and being taken and asking, can I see a dead body?
Did you see one?
Saw two dead bodies. And these aren't just like, you know, in, you know, it's not like you're in a morgue where they're pulling it out of a freezer. It's like in a room that's super cold, and they're like made up for the wedding.
They're getting it ready for the wedding, for the big day.
Made up for the big, the funeral.
Yeah.
And so I just remember seeing these two dead bodies.
Yeah, it's...
Have you ever seen a dead body?
Have I seen a dead body? Yeah, I remember doing research for...
Not on the internet.
Yeah.
No, real life dead body.
Real life dead body. Have I seen a real life dead body?
I think you remember
it. Yeah, no, I did. There was a situation where when I was in the Philippines even, there was like, I've just seen a body on the ground a few times, but it's not like you're seeing their like face or anything like that. It'd be pretty traumatic, I guess, if you're seeing them in a space that's where it's just happened, like a traumatic situation.
100%. That would be my friend was on a roof talking with two other guys. They were plumbers.
Yeah.
Talking, man. One falls through, dead.
Yeah, that's...
Imagine that. Yeah. You're just hanging with the mates
and then
at work.
Everything changes.
That really rattled him so bad, man.
And I reckon the probably like fail videos and stuff aren't good, because like I feel like when you're watching fail videos, you're watching all of these like heightened situations where it's like, someone fallen off their like bike or like... And we laugh at that sort of thing, and you almost think like, what would happen? There would be a moment of like instant responses to laugh at certain things, right? Mm. Like when I hit my head, when I hit my head on the van, like Brie was like teary-eyed and sort of hugging me. I was like laughing at myself because I was just like, what have I done? How bad it, like, because I had no sense.
Oh yeah,
like I could have chopped my head off and I wouldn't have known.
Oh no.
Yeah, so, yeah, hurting yourself is not... But this is the worst I've hurt myself, so it's pretty low level.
Mate, you're not an adventurous dude in terms of...
How much have you hurt... Actually, I've broken my foot before, but...
You broke your foot?
Fell into a hole making a film when I was a kid. It took 6 weeks for Mum to take me to the doctor. She thought that I was just complaining. Broken my foot, been walking on it for 6 weeks.
Lynn doesn't get a good rap on this podcast.
Don't say that, because then she's going to say that I don't give her a good rap. No, she's very funny. She's a funny person. It's where I get some of my quirks from.
Yeah. What do I call it? Outrage, Lynn.
She gets outraged a lot.
I feel for you, Lynn, having to
deal with three boys.
Deal with Josh. I can understand the outrage. Yeah, three boys would be super tough.
Yeah. You have to have a level of thick skin.
Yeah.
And because I'm sure that... That's one thing that Mum did teach me, is like sick days were not good.
Yeah.
If I chucked a sickie and she thought that I was faking it, I just remember conversations where she'd be like, this is disgusting.
It's good.
It's, yeah. And so, but I also remember the other side of it, which was she was also, she'd buy me souvlaki's and a flake shake from Wendy's when I was sick too. When I was phlegmy, I know you're not meant to have much milk stuff, but I would crave that, like a thick shake.
I used to get told that by my mum. Oh, if you got a cough, no ice cream, none of that stuff.
Plus, I don't think it's a cough. It's going to make me throat feel good. That type of deal.
Yeah, Josh has come out all right, Lynn, if you're listening.
Yeah.
You got trolled. You had... tell me the story, because I've seen
you... Got scammed.
You basically turned it into a real content piece for yourself, your social medias.
No, well, I got a direct message on Instagram.
Slid into your DMs.
Slid into my DMs. It was a girl named Holly saying that she worked... she was a senior person at Instagram.
Okay, Holly.
Yeah, and so I looked at her profile. It's sort of a bit weird, sort of some random memes... The aesthetic wasn't great. Some photos from the royal wedding. I was like, okay, this seems like a bit of a scam, but I'll engage anyway. Long story short, turns out I'd won over $400,000.
What? Yeah.
And so, decided to have a conversation with her on the DMs.
So did Holly open up by saying something like, hi, Josh, you've won?
Yeah, she said that there's been some winnings. This is an official Instagram type of thing, you've won this money. And the thing was that what I was trying to do is to see how many roadblocks Because obviously, if you've won some money and they give you some rules, there's a part of you that would say, okay, I need to have not broken those rules. But what would happen if a scammer, they want me to have won the money because that's when I do the transfer.
Yeah.
So what about if I put some roadblocks? So they said, you cannot tell anyone, right? So if, first thing I did was I said, I've quit my job. Holly, I've quit my job.
Because you won the 400.
Yeah, exactly. And I said, I said, thank you. It's been so liberating, basically. I said that I've raised my voice and I've just been walked out of the office. And so she sent me this thing saying, you can't tell anyone about your winnings. I said, I've told my girlfriend. And she said, okay, that's okay. That's the only person you can tell. I said, and my mate Tommy. And she said, okay, but no one else. I said, and my boss. And then she said, okay, we're going to need a FedEx it to you.
Right.
And I said, I can't take FedEx. She goes, yeah, you can take FedEx. Like, everyone can have FedEx. I said, no, my neighbor had a fight with FedEx and now no one at the apartment block can get FedEx.
You're thriving in this.
A bit of improv. I love it.
It's imagination running wild.
And she said, can we send it to your boss? I'm like, well, I'm not talking to my boss anymore, because I raised my voice. And so there was a lot of that sort of back and forth of just how many hurdles could I create?
Mm.
And so it was, one of the highlights was she sends me this video of Cash. And if you listen in the background, there's a Bruno Mars song. And I ask her, I'm like, do you know who the artist is in this thing? And so we're going back and forth until she finally said, yes, it's Bruno Mars. But I don't even think that she knew that it was Bruno Mars. I think that she was just wanting to move on. So it was really a fun experience. I spent way too much. If you look on my Insta stories, I should save it out or something.
You can. They all save down anyway now. There's a history.
Oh, of course. The highlights.
Highlight history.
Yeah. So
but between the dog and Holly.
It's a full time.
You literally spend nine hours.
That was a long, long day.
What I've thought from seeing you do that initially, even when I walked in here today, you said, a lot of content happening.
Yeah.
A lot of content. And it's all around this woman trolling you.
I was up at midnight trying to get her to call me so I could get the call.
Yeah, and you would have recorded it.
Yeah, I had QuickTime ready. I was like, okay, let's try. And so it's not over yet because I've said I've sent the money and she's obviously going to say, hey, haven't received the money. And then I think that it would be good to
get it on continue the
it on. Yeah.
So I was thinking these people now they're having a tough time with the amount of people that are wanting to shift this into a content piece for their social media strategies.
Well, the thing was, if she'd just looked at my Insta stories, could you imagine? I ended up hiding the Insta stories from her. Oh, and we're saying her like Holly is a person.
Yeah.
Holly
looked like a stand-up citizen in her profile.
The funny thing was I played Bree the video of all the money. And
just someone like swiping through, like, and flicking
Bri,
money.
Bree said, oh, I can hear her breathing. I said, babe, for one, Holly doesn't exist. It's probably some dude from some random country.
Yeah.
And two, that's not his money. He's just ripped a video from somewhere.
Because they sent a link. Did you go through to the profile that the video was attached to?
No, so...
Or was it a direct video sent?
It was a direct video sent.
So weird. What a life to live, but just scamming people.
I did feel a little bit bad because I went on to the profile of the account and was looking at her photos and was commenting on a couple of them just for a bit of extra content. Screen grab. And there was one guy who was like writing to her, just like, you know, you're beautiful or whatever. And you click through and then you see, okay, this guy's in his 60s or whatever. Mm. He's in sort of the south of the US. And then you click through. He's like, he's got a family. Oh, he's got a daughter who's got a design business. God. And I was like, oh, man, like, he's an actual real person who's engaging with this.
This is why they get lucky. So the scam, all they wanted from you, all they would have got was a fee to send the prize that you'd won, which you'd never get.
Yeah, that they would were like, okay, you transfer us $400, so then that's the delivery cost for the amount. And I was saying, can you just take out that cost in the overall winnings, please? And she said, we've had a couple of cases at Instagram where employees have used that opportunity to take more money. And so I did other things too. Was I just wanted to check her gauge on the empathy that she might have for me. So I said, I want to give you $10,000 of the money. Just want to soften her to the point maybe she's like, you know what? Josh is such a good guy that I'm not going to... Like, I was sort of hoping, could I get her to come around and say, and not engage anymore because she felt bad for me. Said that I was buying a house.
And what did they say? What did Holly say?
It's really gross because they play on the whole religious thing too. So it's like, God That's bless, right. God's with you.
Yeah.
Isn't that the most ridiculous, like crazy thing that you've... Like, so it's probably playing into people's emotions where it's like, oh, this is what I needed. This is the calling. And they're like, you deserve... Like, it's all this like language, which is so predatory.
Dangerous for old, desperate men who think it's a woman.
Yeah.
That they could maybe...
They've just made... But also, yeah, there's just so many elements to it, isn't it? It's it's not ideal. Have you ever had some... Actually, one scam that I have had, which I hate, is in the city, people dressed up... I think they're monks. They're dressed up as monks. Come over, say something inaudible, maybe in a different language, and they have like a metal token. And they're like giving it to you. It's like a, it's like tin sort of material, and they hand it to you.
Melbourne CBD.
Yeah, it's like a gift, and it's happened to me in Sydney as well. Okay. It's like a gift, and so it looks like they want to give it to you, and you say thank you, and you take it, and then they give you like a little notepad with all these people's names with a dollar amount for a donation. So then they put it there, and then you're expected to write down an amount and give them that money. Like, so it's a God. Yeah, and so what I remember that?
And then they take the money? Is it like a scam?
Yeah. So I was when it all happened, I was just on the lookout. I was ready to go. I mean, and it's not a good look to like yelling at someone who's dressed as a monk. You look like an asshole.
You don't do that in the city.
Yeah.
People will come down on you hard.
Yeah.
You know what? You're going to experience a lot of this in Europe. So I think I told you what I did appreciate, stuff. Some of the beggars actually offering up a product to buy. So they're selling lighters for $1 or €1. You know, they're selling pens or notepads, which they've gone and stolen. But they have worked out that if they're offering something of value in exchange, they get money as well.
Yeah.
Which made sense. And so, but in Paris, I watched...
I've been scammed in Paris, or nearly scammed in Paris.
Watch these old dudes playing this thing where they'd like, you know, it's like some dice and money. And like, so you flick in, you know, they're like, it's almost like the cup and ball. And it's so clear that you could win. Like, I'm watching it going, hang on, I might just chuck a €20 down here. And I almost did. But so what happening is there's this guy doing the cups and taking the money. And then someone will come in, there was an old guy playing. And chucking down €50 and going, and then winning and getting the money and kept playing. And so that's a court, that's like a fake. So he's obviously letting this dude win. And then when someone jumps in, i.e. me being a dumb tourist, and I throw my €20 in, they amp up the game and make me lose.
There's a part of me, and this is like so counterintuitive, but it's almost like, I was like, how... I wonder if it would shock Holly if I just paid the amount. I was like, yeah, I've paid you. Check the amount. It's in there. But it's not real. It's exactly what they want. So there's a part of me which is like, but if you were the federal, like if you were a police officer, how good would it be to have a wad of money? Like you having, like say you went up there with €1,000 and just start dropping 50s down and just let them get this feeling of like they're winning and then just like arrest them at the end.
Is there a way that you could send her a link that she could click on that we could see at least where the IP is coming up? Or they're probably using IPN. VPN. I get there.
This is
IPN, APN, VPN. Virtual protection number.
Virtual private network.
Okay, nearly.
Pretty close. Close. Yeah, so they would be using a VPN, I guess.
But maybe not. Is there a link that you could just chuck in there? Say, Holly, my bank needs notification of payment.
Visa verifying or whatever.
Can you just click on this?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that they... one of the things I was thinking about doing is I went online and found a credit card dummy generator.
Oh, yeah.
So it actually gives you details which you could use. But I wasn't sure on the legalities of it. I couldn't work out like...
Imagine if you gave them a legit...
Yeah, that's what I was trying to work out. I'm like, okay, so is this using some sort of system which would trick them, but it's not... I don't want to accidentally charge someone $400.
You know that I've had my credit card ceased, as in they just block it because the fraud is some sort of minute transactions happen that's triggered it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I asked them, how has this happened? They said, you know what? They have got generators that just constantly spit out numbers that they're constantly trying, and sometimes they get it.
Well, I forgot that Bree was a secondary card holder on a credit card that I rarely used, and there was 3 transactions, all for like $198 for like a place in Japan.
Yeah.
And I contacted my bank about it. And it was just like Brie had, she'd forgotten that she had it, and it was just in her drawer, like not being used and all that sort of thing. And so, yeah, it's a good example because, and they asked the most annoying questions. They're like, has anyone in your, and what annoyed me most about this bank was I contacted them as soon as I found it on a weekend. And they said, our fraud team isn't here on the weekend, so they'll get back to you on the weekday, right? So I was on a shoot, missed their call. They left a voicemail and that was it. Never followed up, never put a case in. And so 2 months later, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna finally, I've got this time. It was like a Friday at like 4 p.m. and they closed at 6. Oh, I'm like, no. I've got to call up and sort this out. And they said, why are you only reporting it now? And I just said, look at the notes. Oh. Look at the last time I called. What was I saying?
Yes. And this is another Michael case.
Yeah, and then the Michael case was the Bunnings customer service issue. So they she apologized about it all and they processed it, but they asked the most annoying questions.
Oh, 100%.
Like, you know, you sure? The best question's like, you sure you didn't make this payment? You know, like, sure.
I guess they have to say the dumb.
Yeah, they have
questions.
To ask the. Yeah, there's a lot of dummies out there, and I guess I'm probably one of them. But so we don't know where we're at with Holly. I've gotten a lot of content. The amount of people who have reached out to me in the DMs saying,
Haim just messaged you.
Yeah,
didn't
he was. He's getting involved. I'm giving him $10,000.
Great.
He'll be on the show. I might give it to
him
in cash.
That's his fee. Hamish, you're going to be earning 10 grand on Monday for coming on our podcast.
As soon as I get my money, we'll...
so it might be a while, buddy. Yeah.
Or maybe he pays my FedEx fee and we can sort of... I could even give him a bit more. But yeah, I'm already inviting people to my new house.
Yeah.
Sort of saying that, giving out money back and forth. It is... I do enjoy the...
The counter troll.
Yeah, I just love the improvisation of just creating a story.
Yeah. You've been doing it since you couldn't read as a kid and you'd read out what you'd
just make up.
And make up shit.
So true. It's the Daily Talk Show, everyone. It's episode 99. Monday is episode 100 with Hamish Blake, which is going to be a bunch of fun.
We've got some good guests next week.
Yeah, we've got a lot of good guests, including, I don't know... So, Dr. Jason Fox, I call him an organizational psychologist. Don't know if that's his sort of preferred title.
Well, he's got a book and that says what he... It says that in there? Because where'd you get that from?
I don't know where I got it from, but I think that's right. He'll tell us anyway. Yeah. But I've been speaking to him about all of these things. And,
Your problems.
All of my problems. No, a little bit about all my problems and all the like, hey, Tommy and I have been thinking about this. And he just sort of like raises his eyebrows. So it's going to be
great. Because we've got no idea.
Yeah.
So but we have the punter's idea.
Yeah.
We're speaking for the punters, I think. Yeah. The average Joe.
But I think his point was that maybe all of these professional, like maybe people have less of an idea than what we think. So we've got him coming up next week as well. But if in the meantime... Send your emails to hi@thedailytalkshow.com.
That was a nice one from Robert.
We got one from Robert, a future podcaster who loved listening to the episode with Lisa, and it's inspired him to go out and start his own podcast.
Yeah, Robert Worthington. Cheers, dude.
And he was asking about equipment. We're using, give me a sec. It's the Sennheiser E945 microphones.
If you need to know where it's made, Germany.
Yeah, but so these microphones are really decent. The I think they're about $230, but the other option too is there's another really popular mic which has a longer stem, is the Sennheiser MD46, and the benefit of that is it's like a reporter mic, and it's got way less noise from handling, like, so holding the mic, and that's what Lisa was actually using. So yeah, I would suggest that. And then from a recorder point of view, the Zoom, all of the Zoom stuff is really good. We have the F8, which is overkill, but there's
if you've listened to the podcast at all, Josh is all about overkill.
I love a bit of overkill, but yeah, there's definitely, you know, for a few $100 you could get a Zoom recorder, records into SD card, get it up there.
But if that's the barrier to you starting, think again. Use your iPhone.
Yeah, that's so true.
That thing Anchor, I don't even know.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, the Anchor app. Yeah, just download. I mean, that's the thing. It's perfectionism can get in the way of done. And when we started on a real hack job where we were using two USB microphones and we couldn't hear each other, and it was a pain in the ass. And we did 50 episodes.
I think the learning from that is, wherever you start, it becomes like very basic for you. So if you spend $5,000 on a setup, it's going to be basic pretty soon, because then you're like, we need the $10,000 shit.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing too, I think, is it's a you want something that's going to be the least amount of distraction as possible. You don't want to have to be, you don't want to have to be learning a new technology while you're also trying to learn how to speak to an audience and uploading on podcasting as well.
And just to note, we've still got no idea and we're 99 episodes in.
It's very true. And from a podcast point of view, to actually get it up, we use something called Simplecast, but our friends at Wooshka do a good job too. Corey Layton's got a great product there, especially if you're wanting to start to monetize and Australian company.
But we're not in this to make money.
Yeah, this apparently is the, this is the long game, TJ.
The long game.
Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll see you on Monday. Have a good one.